And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, though? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic. And we put it on wax. We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do? We give the people what they want. Jalen, when Kawhi Leonard plays basketball, he plays basketball. Last night against the Cavaliers, my man had 6 three-pointers, 43 points in 3 quarters of action. Jalen, yo, all the load management stuff, and all the talk about Luka, and all the talk about Giannis, and all the talk about LeBron. Are we overlooking the finals MVP and champion, Kawhi Leonard?
You and I aren't, and I'm pretty sure people who cover the league for a living are not. It's just when the regular season is happening, you want to pay homage to the players that are performing on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it works. Kawhi, we all know that when you talk about top players in the game, you ain't going to get too far behind him and LeBron and KD over the last 3 to 5 years. That's just what it's
been.
That's the list. Depending on their king of the court, who's finals MVP that year, who won the championship, you know, that season. But with that being said, being the first Clipper to score 40-plus points in less than 30 minutes, that's work.
Yes.
That like I said, I know it's against Cleveland and all.
And the Clippers don't have the storied history that some other franchises do, but
hey man, that's putting in work. How about this? You ready for this?
What?
Clippers, grand total, 0 retired jerseys.
I'm trying to think.
Grand total.
I can't even think of somebody who deserves one.
Jerseys. And so he's going to continue to do things for this franchise that has not been done, along with Paul George, who missed his 3rd straight game due to a hamstring injury.
Issues.
But this is more for me, again, about the Cavaliers. They're just limping through the season.
Oh, yeah.
Like what's going to happen with them?
You got B-line on the text. You got B-line on the text.
There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can say. Like there's certain vets as I watch the league. I'm like, I want to see what happened with CP3. I want to see what happened with Steven Adams. I want to see what happened with Tristan Thompson. I want to see what happened with Kevin Love. I want to see what happens with Deadman, with the Kings. Like, there's so many guys around the league that I'm sure there's going to be a part of trade conversations. What's going to happen with Kyle Kuzma? So Kawhi, again, has the ability to be so very dominant. He can never be overlooked because he's a terrific performer.
There are certain teams that I will watch on League Pass no matter who they play. Mavs, Rockets, Lakers. Those are my League Pass teams. Thunder. I love these teams. I will watch them. If I see the Cavs, I'm not clicking on it. Seriously. I'm just not. They don't have anything for me.
So this has been a unique season for the league because if you think about it, the star players, 4 of them, play in the Staples Center. So a lot of times the East Coast viewership isn't staying up to watch those games. Mm-hmm. One New York team has already fired his coach. The other New York team has had Kyrie in and out of the lineup and no KD.
KD wasn't even on the sidelines yesterday.
I know. And then, because we were at the game, and then you have the Golden State Warriors who made it to 5 straight finals, who have one of the worst records in the league. And then you have Zion Williamson who hasn't played this year. So it's kind of been all over the place with the regular season, but the constant has been a guy like the Greek Freak bringing it every night.
Jalen, let's check in on former Laker and current Clipper Zubac. Cause I like this guy. And let's just take a look at what he's up to. Here he goes. Oh, bang. Okay. Colin Sexton thought of it. He's like, I'm going to, nah. So here's the thing. If you're Colin Sexton, you got to commit to blocking the shot there. Because he jumped, he put his hand up, and then he was like, ooh, I don't like this.
I'm going to give you a different way to look at it.
How do I
look at it? That's strict court awareness. You see it's a 2-on-1, a potential 3-on-1. At that time, and this is something that smart players do, Jacoby, as they continue to elevate. You got to take a snapshot of who got the ball. So it's like, okay, Beverly on the left side. Is he going to jump off of his right foot and make a left-handed layup, or am I going to be able to go contest it? No, Beverly's not going to do that.
No, he's not.
Oh, I see who's running. That's a 7-footer in Zubac.
Yeah.
I know I ain't going to be able to block his shot, and I know I ain't trying to take a charge. So you end up being in what that's called no man's land.
Yes, you can't cover both of them.
And getting dunked on.
You know what I like to do? Just commit to one player and let him score. That's what I like to do.
Go for the steal.
Yeah, just commit. Just commit.
Well, Giannis must have seen what Kawhi did because he's competitive. And what he did was almost as impressive. He had 37 points and he was 3 for 5 from three. He continues to shoot the three ball well, and he did that. Again, 37 points, Jalen Rose, 37 points in under 22 minutes. 37 points, 12 for 17 from the field, 3 for 5 from three in under 22 minutes. Jalen,
so how do you do that?
We're seeing players put up astronomical numbers, and Russell Westbrook comes to mind over the past couple of years because he was like a guy. Shout out to Darvin Ham, my brother, doing a great job coaching with the Bucks. But Russell was a guy that was like getting triple-doubles by halftime.
Yeah.
And you're watching the game, you're like, how does this happen? Number one, these players bigger, stronger, faster than ever.
Yep.
So all of the older guys, it's true, they are. They're more skilled than players were back in the day. They are. They're shooting with range, off the dribble, they're doing it. But the other thing is, teams are playing a lot faster and a lot smaller. So there are a lot more possessions. Mm-hmm. Teams shooting earlier in the shot clock. Normally when there was a 6'10 guy that was 250 out there, he was out there to set screens and do the dirty work. Now that's a guy that plays small forward in high school, like Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And so the Greek Freak, they understand the sense of urgency of getting the number one overall seed in the NBA. That's what they're going for, and that's what they're going to achieve. So now when the playoffs come and there's a game 7 somewhere, it's going to be on their home floor, and that's going to matter because they got shot down last year by Kawhi Leonard. The entire East and league did.
Yep.
The Warriors were dealing with some injuries. So I think going for the number one seed is paramount for this squad.
And they're doing it well. But again, all these big performances we're talking about, you know, Kawhi, Giannis, did against the Cavs and the Knicks. Does it count if you get 37 and 22 points against the Knicks?
It always counts when you get numbers. And speaking of that, I had somebody hit me up on Twitter that was mad at you because you said that you got numbers against a team that was small. He's like, I ain't small. I was killing Jacoby. But I got to say one other thing about, I got to give you a rec league shout.
Okay.
I got to stress this because we're talking about you mentioned the Knicks.
And the Cavs.
And you mentioned the Cavs. What conference are they playing?
Eastern Conference, sir.
I really feel like there's 7 legit all-stars in the East. This should be and can be a year where you take the best players throughout the league. Not just 12 and 12. I'm looking at these teams. The Bucks is going to get Giannis, possibly Middleton.
But not under your system.
Right? The Celtics, who should be all-star? Jason Tatum?
It seems like they have like 4 three-quarter all-stars, but no whole all-star.
So if we're going to get both teams one, we'll say the Bucks, Giannis, and Tatum. And then probably Kemba. So we'll say 3. Mm-hmm. We'll say 4. We'll give them Middleton, too. So that's 4, okay? The Raptors got Pascal. The Heat got Jimmy Butler. The Sixers have Joel.
I'll give it to Ben, too.
And Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
So stretching it, that's 8 players. Those are legit all-stars, and probably Kyrie.
He hasn't played, though.
So between 7 and 9 can be questionable. This is a year, it should be 1 through 24, the players draft.
I agree.
Who they want in the All-Star game.
Moving on, someone who I want to see in the All-Star game, a gentleman by the name of Ja Morant. Ja Morant didn't have just 26 points. He did it 10 for 11 from the field, and they won the game against the Houston Rockets. Jalen, the Grizz have won 6 in a row, and as we sit right now, they are in the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Are the Grizzlies a playoff team? I can't believe I just said that.
That 8th seed is just going to be up for grabs in the West
really
the entire
is.
Season.
There's a big gap between 7 and 8.
Just think about it. They're on a long win streak, and they just got to the 8th spot.
Yes, barely.
The Pelicans are going to get Zion back. We'll see what's going to happen with them. Can they make a run? They're only 4 games back. I'm disappointed in some of these efforts that the Houston Rockets have been putting out on the floor.
Yeah.
Some of these bizarre losses. They get up for teams like the Clippers, but then on a nightly basis, they're not as consistent as they need to be. And if you notice in all of those highlights, mm-hmm. it's a lot of Ja Morant, but it's also a lot of turnstile James Harden.
Oh, yeah. James Harden just let him shoot.
Daring him to shoot.
Yep.
He knocks down the 3. Daring him to shoot. He locks down the 3 again. Going for the reach and the fast break. Goes behind the back. Continues to create. And when we talk about young dynamic duels, give flowers to Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis, who still hasn't really found his stride in Dallas mm-hmm. yet. But Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson,
Jaren Jackson Jr., if you don't know, he's balling.
And a right-handed player does a lot of great things with his left. I'm glad around the basket and dunking and long and blocking shots.
I'm glad you brought that up, because take a look at what the Grizzlies have been up to lately. Just tell me what these numbers tell you, Jalen Rose, because when you look at them, it's interesting. This is in 2020. Look at what they've been doing. That, you see, that first on the right side of the screen? That's first in assists per game, first in points per game.
And I always talk about how the ball has energy.
Yes.
Kinetic energy.
Yes.
Electricity.
Yes.
When it moves, everybody feels better about their role. You run harder. You set screens. When you make a mistake, it's my fault.
Yes.
It's not an argument.
The energy.
And yes. The energy and the karma is better around the team. So no coincidence, you're first in assists and you're second in field goal percentage. So now everybody playing their
moving
game.
Moving the ball around, getting open shots, passing up good shots for great shots.
And I want to shout out Dylan Brooks, too.
Yes.
Like, he was a scorer in college. I think he went to Oregon.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, he's getting that opportunity to play as a starter. And and he's playing well. And Valanciunas is giving him an anchor down low. Every now and then, it's going to be once every 7 to 10 days. You're going to look down at the stat sheet, and you're going to be like, Valanciunas had 25 and 15.
5 assists? Yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
So I want to make sure I give Memphis props.
Jalen, it is now time for news that matters. Jalen, this is very serious. I have to discuss this with you. There are human beings that work at Tufts University and the University of Vermont. They're scientists, and they're trying to create something for the future. Do you know what they've created?
What?
A robot mixed with frog stem cells. Stem cells are kind of like cells that are a blank slate that can then turn into anything. They've created what's called a Xenobot. It is a living robot. It's a live organism that exists that's half robot, half frog stem cells. What they have created will eventually lead to the end of our species. Robots that are living beings. Jalen, did the people at Tufts University in Vermont just end our species?
As long as you hear about training regimens like Tyson Fury getting ready for this fight, it will never be an end of our species.
Tyson Fury's like Diego the Turtle out here.
It'll never be an end of our species. Number one. Number two, I've been accused of being a robot at the NBA Finals one time when I was getting mic'd up and I was watching the Warriors against the Cavs and I didn't move for like 2 minutes and it was like a viral sensation. So I have another sound for you.
Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit.
Are you okay? Jalen Rose, Trae Young had 36 points, 10 assists in a win over the Suns. Trae Young now has 8 games of 30 and 10. 8 games. Look where he shoots the ball from. Jalen Rose, he has more 30 and 10 games than LeBron James, only less than Luka Doncic, and it actually came in a win. However, the Hawks have a worse record than the New York Knickerbockers. I'm going to say it again. The Hawks have a worse record than the New York Knicks. How come Trae Young and these performances cannot equal wins for the Hawks?
They can't get stops, first and foremost. And the other thing, while he's been fantastic offensively, teams have been taking advantage of him defensively.
Yeah.
Been a lot of cross matching, a lot of switching. Not necessarily able to, not the dying on pick and rolls, not necessarily able to contain the ball for penetration, down the lane. And Cam Reddish hasn't been the lottery type.
Haven't heard his name a lot.
Player that you hope that he would be once you draft him out of Duke in the first round.
Yep.
Same with DeAndre Hunter. He's shown flashes, but they're still young players and they have chances to grow into their games. But to answer your question, if you're going to take a leap and you have a young player in Trae Young and you've already traded the opportunity to move up in the draft, you need both of those guys that you took in the lottery to progress.
Yes.
Collins got suspended for 25 games. That didn't help. Again, it's going to be interesting to see how the Hawks take a snapshot of this year's season. Because on one hand, you have this dynamic player in Trae Young, as you mentioned, 30 and 10 games. The Hawks play downtown. He's shooting the ball from Alpharetta. Like, he got unlimited range. But they got a worse record than the Knicks. So now you got to really
evaluate, are those numbers ones that we can win with, or are they empty calories?
Mm.
And so now you say we got to build around Trey to maximize his strengths, but also to mask his weaknesses. And he's going to definitely need what Klay Thompson became for Steph Curry as he grew into his game and became an all-star on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to need a running mate like that, that when Damian Lillard comes to town and all of these top guards, they can actually defend
put
them
him
for
on him.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
But also make a shot without having high usage.
And you mentioned
and Klay Thompson's are hard to come by because he could be a great player.
You mentioned all the young players they have, and at some point they're going to say, who are we going to give second contracts to? You know, because they're all in the rookie deals. It's all great. But at some point, they're going to have to say, who of these players do we give second contracts to and who do we let go? And they're going to have to make that decision in the next couple of years. Jalen, they played against the Suns, and Devin Booker, he has a little edge to him. Devin Booker's got a little more edge to him than you think. And watch Devin Booker. He had 39 points and 7 rebounds, and then this happened. Just watch this. Boom! Mm. The dunk, the swing, and then the stare, and then gets ejected. Jalen Rose, he has 39 points, and he gets ejected for this. Fair or unfair?
That's not a bad call. It's
what?
A horrible
Thank
call.
Thank you. He didn't even say anything.
It's a horrible call.
He looked at him. I've seen the Fab Five highlights in Michigan. You guys were straight disrespectful. You made a layup, and you would yell at people, spit on them, on their face, staring at them.
That's a terrible decision by the officials to eject any player, especially the best player on the other team, when he and Trae Young are both going at it, when fans are paying to watch two lottery teams perform on the floor.
Yes.
That's just not a good decision for so many
points.
Reasons.
He's about to get 40. You eject him for that? Sometimes you overcorrect. You go too far. Like, they've gone too far with this no taunting stuff.
And you talked about getting second deals. And, you know, I like to talk about these under-the-radar guys.
Who are you going
to
talk about now?
You know, we talked about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And all of a sudden, he's getting 20 rebounds. And
who are you going to talk about now? Aaron Baines?
Kelly Oubre.
Yes.
Kelly Oubre is going to be a guy.
He's starting to blow up.
That I hope Phoenix invests in him long-term. Because if they don't, and he goes and lands somewhere else, he's going to be the kind of player that's not only a starter, but can be the kind of guy that's playing on a contending team to make a difference.
Jalen, we were in the building for the Jazz and the Nets game.
We got the Jazz.
And you warned the people before the game the Jazz are good.
I was like,
yo, the Nets are going to win. You're like, I don't know.
I was like, no, the Jazz are going to win.
And the Jazz, if you're not paying attention, the Jazz have won 10 straight basketball contests. They are now second to the Lakers in the Western Conference. Do you think they will stay there?
I got two words for the Utah Jazz.
What's that?
Complete team.
Yes.
I always look. So my approach to leadership and or putting together a team will always be to create an identity. There are certain teams in the league, regardless of their record, that have it, and certain teams that don't. By the way, last year the Nets had one. I don't think they have it this year. For example, as we compare these two teams.
Yep.
The Jazz are a complete team because they have the anchor in Rudy Gobert, back-to-back defensive player of the year, really good finisher around the hoop, catches lobs, blocks and contests everything. It was underestimated about him. He also get out there and play defense on the pick and roll.
Yes.
You got a guy like Royce O'Neal that's like a Swiss Army knife that could guard multiple people on the perimeter. He guard multiple positions. You saw him guarding Kyrie Irving last night.
Yep.
You got a dynamic player in Donovan Mitchell. And by the way, I got a war in the world something.
What?
Y'all better be happy Donovan Mitchell ain't 6'7".
You're saying this last night. Like, he can't control how tall he is.
Yeah. He's 6'2", exploding the way he does.
Yes.
Okay. And then you got wild cards on a nightly basis. Bogdanovich
Ingles.
Can pop out there and pop out 30.
Ingles at 27.
Ingles can give you 27 on a given night and then allow Donovan Mitchell to take over in the fourth. So a complete basketball team with an identity. They got off to a slow start. But I'm telling you, as you watch these Western Conference standings, and these ain't the standings, but I'm going to pretend they
Just
are.
Just pretend they are, Jalen.
And I'm going to tell you guys something that's really important. It's important for the Lakers to try to have that number one seed.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to make the journey even tougher. But teams that we don't talk about, not name the Clippers, Denver.
Nuggets, for sure.
Houston. Utah. They all coming for one of them top four seeds.
The Clippers, I think, are like, right, they're going to be the fifth seed. It's the way it's looking right now, especially with all the load management and the health issues with Paul George. They're going to be the fifth seed.
I did a clip before the season started, and people questioned it because I was like, don't be surprised if the Lakers and Clippers don't play in the Western Conference Finals, even though I believe they're the two best, teams.
Yeah, we'll see. So, Luka Doncic, they beat the Warriors. The Mavs beat the Warriors. But Luka Doncic only had two assists, Jalen. And you know how often he has the ball. How does Luka Doncic put on sneakers and end the game with only two assists?
Guys got to finish. He was dropping them off. Guys weren't finishing. But also, if you notice, they're cutting off, trying to cut off his passing angles and make him a scorer. They're making him play one-on-one. And as much as we give credit to elite coaches in the league, and rightfully so, I got to also point out there are championship-level coaches who also struggle at different points of their career. Pop right now and Kerr are dealing with teams that aren't meeting expectations on paper. The Golden State Warriors are dealing with injuries. There's nothing you can do about it. But don't count the Spurs out for the AC. You asked me about Memphis? Don't count out the Spurs.
Jalen.
You've been doing it for 20
years.
There
are certain players in the league that just become my guy. You know who my guy is? Dwight Powell. I've liked it for a long time.
Activity.
Now he's starting to get a little more shine, a little more league pass action. 9 for 9 from the field. 9 for 9. Didn't miss a shot the entire night.
Live legs.
Love Dwight Powell. Floor. Love Dwight Powell. Jalen Rose, we have a scandal in Major League Baseball. We all sort of felt like teams were stealing signs. Well, there was an investigation, and it's been found that the Astros were stealing signs. Not only that, Alex Cora was part of the Astros while he was with them. And he was with the Red Sox when they beat the Yankees. And our guy, CeCe Sabathia, not happy about it. Let's check in on CeCe.
As everything's been coming out and the more facts that we get, it's getting frustrating, man, to sit here and know that, you know, late in my career, I probably could have had a title, you know, maybe 17 or maybe 18. But, you know, we got cheated, you know, out of you know, a team kind of doing something that's not within the rules of the game.
So CeCe and those Yankees lost to the Red Sox. Then we have the Dodgers that lost to those Astros in the World Series. Jalen, what do you think about these teams that lost to teams that have proven to be stealing signs and cheating?
So I want to take this out of a sports context because it's a personality that you now bring to the sport, not the other way around.
Explain.
I just don't respect liars and cheaters, especially people that do it on purpose. Now, this isn't the first time or the last time that we're going to hear people trying to steal signs in baseball or calls in football or the same for basketball. But it's excessive how they went to the extreme to do it.
Yes.
And then had so much success in that 3-year period, basically winning 100 games and winning the World Series. And now that we know this, yes, the manager gets suspended for a year. He going to get another job. The GM gets suspended for a year. Players don't get punished at all.
They were suspended by the MLB and let go by their teams. The players are complicit in this. I'm glad you brought that up because it wasn't just an organization thing. I could suspend my disbelief and believe that the Patriots documentary film thing had nothing to do with the players, but the players were involved in.
Correct.
And it was going to turn a blind eye to that. There's no punishment from them.
Well, and they directly benefited. So basically, if you snitch on the organization, then we're going to grant you immunity.
That's what happened.
It's how they got the information.
Yes.
Which now the domino effect costs Cora his job with the Red Sox because he was a bench coach at Houston when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so Beltran was a player on the team, but since the players ain't getting punished, he's now coaching the Mets.
So should he be punished?
And is he doing the same tactics?
Probably, if you know about it.
This reminds me of when Eric Mangini basically was a member of the Patriots, then not a member. And then he played with them with the Jets. He's like, no, whatever you be doing, I know.
Yes.
So don't
yes.
do this when y'all play against us.
No documentary film about the advanced scout.
Correct.
The week before we play y'all.
But you know who else I blame? I blame the culture of win, 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 and at all cost. See, don't leave that part out. And what ends up happening is if my Detroit Lions was filming sidelines or had Deflategate or was allegedly filming the Rams practice, the national media and fans would clown the Lions because they're like, oh, okay, y'all trying to cheat y'all still can't win. But when a team does cheat, Spygate, Deflategate, whatever gate you want to call with Cincinnati, and they do win, we still celebrate them.
Of course. Another thing is, it's like, if you're the Dodgers, you're like, oh man, we deserve that World Series. You really gonna have a parade now? Is that what you're gonna do? You have a parade down Sunset? You're gonna do that? It doesn't feel right. Even if they vacate the World Series, it's almost like you just have an empty World Series champion. You can't give it to the Dodgers by default. They didn't win.
They didn't win.
They didn't win. The Yankees didn't win, CC. I'm sorry, bro. You didn't win. Moving on.
But it stinks when you know somebody was flat out cheating.
Like Tom Brady when he was deflating footballs?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna do the media thing and overreact to a small piece of information.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Brady had a suite in Gillette Stadium. Do you know what happened to that suite?
What's that?
Cleaned it out.
Mm.
Tom Brady now moved to Greenwich, Connecticut. Connecticut borders Massachusetts, but not Greenwich.
Mm.
Greenwich borders New York State.
It does.
If you're going to work in Boston, you don't want to live in Greenwich.
It's too far. What's that?
Too far.
2.5 hours drive?
Yes. Jalen Rose, can I do the media thing and say that these are 100% indications that he will not play with the Patriots next year?
Like you reading the tea leaves, and that seems the course of action, but I would just caution you on this.
What?
When you got the kind of money he and his wife have, you got more than one career.
He's got just about real estate for right, investment. Right, the market's low right now.
Yeah, I mean,
Greenwich is always going to be a popular spot for people to live outside of New York City.
Yeah, he got more than one career.
Yeah.
But what this does show me, business-wise, I ain't giving y'all a discount. That's what it shows me, the whole sweet part. I'm showing y'all that I'm a real free agent this time.
Yes, yes. Because I think people forget that we went through this last year. People forget that we went through this, is Tom Brady going to come back and play for the Patriots, last year. It was just last year, which is a part of me that still believes he's going to be playing in Foxborough again next year.
But also, as media, we have to say this too. Like, even on this program, a couple other shows I do, flat out ignored the Julian Edelman news.
Oh, yeah.
Flat out ignored it.
Edelman. Now, why are you staying on top of cars?
Now insert Odell Beckham. We're talking about it. So there has to be a level of fairness that goes with how we cover the Patriots because they're champions.
I think Edelman did that on Friday night or something. You know what I mean? So he had the benefit of the weekend news cycle going through.
Yeah, okay.
Jalen. You know that dude that looks like Brian Scalabrine that runs the passing game for Louisiana State University?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see him up there? He's like, is that Scal? Is this Scal an offensive coordinator for Louisiana State? And he's the passing game coordinator for Louisiana State, but he is that no longer. He's now been hired by the Panthers to be the offensive coordinator. What do you think about that?
Can I tell you the frustration about the lack of diversity in power positions?
Yes, you
in
can.
Basketball, in football. To start with ownership, to trickle down to presidents, GMs, head coaches, and offensive coordinators. These type of stories feed that fire because you can't deny that Joe Brady's really good at his job.
Oh, yeah.
He led LSU. They were 15-0. They're breaking records all over the place. What he did with Burrow has been outstanding to the point where he's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make him to blame. But unfortunately, he's going to be another poster child in this link of change that has people saying, wait a minute. He was with the Saints, went to LSU after one outstanding season.
He's not the offensive coordinator at LSU, by the way.
Correct. He gets elevated so very fast that now all of a sudden he's the offensive coordinator with the Panthers after they just gave a coach $70 million.
When the Giants hired Joe Judge, I had to Google Joe Judge. I was like, wait a second, he was the special teams coordinator? And then for 1 year was the wide receivers coach? And the wide receivers were the worst thing about the Patriots' entire team this year? There's a gentleman out there named Eric Bieniemy. Are you familiar with his work?
I am. I watched him play football in Colorado.
But what's he doing since he played football?
In 5 openings, 5 grand closings. No African Americans got hired. And by the way, not that you should get a position based on your color. By no means. It's 2020. But what I will say is this. In a sport that has 70% black individuals, you would think that people in power would get opportunities
mm-hmm.
because they would have an opportunity to actually communicate with those people that look like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm also disappointed in, I'm going to use this Joe Brady example again. So Joe Brady goes to LSU, has a great season, wins the championship. He gets upgraded to an OC in the league on an up-and-coming team that just paid a coach $67 million. Bieniemy coaches the reigning MVP in Patrick Mahomes.
Do they have a good offense?
And the Chiefs continue to put up flurries of numbers. You just see how they beat the brakes
off the Texans after being down 24 and this weekend. 51 points.
He's not the guy hired during the game.
He should have been. He should have been gone at halftime. He probably should have come out of halftime because he's been wearing a different uniform.
Somebody should have been on the phone like, I'll give Eric Bieniemy $50 million to coach my team. But I need him to leave at halftime.
Right now, leave at halftime.
Whatever plays he got in the
parking lot.
I need him to save those plays.
Yes, yes. And Jalen, there is one minority coach in the NFL right now. One minority head coach, Ron Rivera,
of
the Panthers.
You ready to feed my narrative? Oh, and he's only been coach of the year twice.
He's the only new coach that got hired that's a minority.
And he's only been coach of the year twice. He's only coached an MVP in Cam Newton and only led a team to the Super Bowl. I guess we can give him a job.
Jalen Rose, you text me a lot about what we should and should not discuss on this program. It's very important to you. So much so that we create a segment just for you to decide. It's called Keep It Moving. So if you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Dr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Jalen, Clemson lost the big game on Monday to LSU, but they won a big game last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Quality wins for their program this week over Duke and Carolina. Their program has been struggling, as you mentioned. Keep it moving for now.
We'll keep it moving.
The championship in college is wide open.
It really is. Jalen, I can really relate to a player on the DePaul basketball team.
Hit the brakes.
All right. I want you to watch this clip, and you'll see who I relate to on the team.
Okay.
Not the gentleman that actually puts back this dunk, but it's the guy in the bench. Look how hype my man is. Look at how hype he is. That, yes, that unbridled enthusiasm and support for your teammates is who I am and strive to be in life.
Did he hit a old dab?
He was hype. That was not planned.
That's one of those moments when, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you are?
What?
How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? What that reminded me is at 47, I'm still cool as they come. That's a college kid.
Oh my God.
I like the goggles too.
I like them too. LeBron has a nickname.
Hit the brakes.
Oh, we're hitting the brakes
on this. He said LeBron.
Every time, that's an ESPN policy. You gotta type LeBron, gotta talk about it. Every time he sees Alex Caruso, he calls him GOAT.
Oh, keep it moving.
Oh, no, what? Oh, no, we can't talk about Caruso.
Not if we're going to call him GOAT.
No, we're going to call him GOAT. LeBron calls him GOAT every time he sees him. And he said it was weird at first, but now he's gotten used to it. His nickname is GOAT.
I don't know if he's saying he looks like one or plays like one, but that nickname don't match.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
He looks like one or plays like one.
He's balling. Shout out to Caruso. You're earning those minutes, young fella.
Larry Fitzgerald will return for a 17th season. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I got love for Larry Fitzgerald. I promised him that I was going to invite him to the program. Keep it moving. We'll get him on the
show. Let's get him on the show. We'll talk about it.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
He's a seasoned vet.
We have a shocking announcement from linebacker Luke Kuechly. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Luke Kuechly announced that he is retiring at age 28 after just 8 NFL seasons. He was the Pro Bowler 7 times. Now, Jalen, you know this about me. I have a concussion history that might not surprise our viewers based on my behavior. But Luke Kuechly also has an extensive concussion history. Do you think that is the reason that he's decided to retire?
Yes, and smartly, there's the score of the game and there's the game of life. And when you're sitting in a doctor's office around those that really love you, besides the fact you're defensive player of the year and you help the team get to the Super Bowl, when you're around those that really love you and they sit around the table in front of the doctor and he says, hey man, you done had 1, 2, 3 X amount of concussions.
Those are the documented ones.
Yeah. So I can't guarantee you what's going to happen if you get another one.
And then you look at your bank account and you say, you know what?
They're making more money than ever.
I can make this work.
I ain't mad at him at all.
Congratulations, Luke Kuechly, on a great career. Wish you the best of health. Got some news that I'm not happy to share about Ja Rule. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Okay. Here's what Ja Rule tweeted recently. Just take a look at it. It speaks for itself. It's simple. Walk in, let us do your taxes, and walk out with $100. Plus, we do credit repair. If you're in Newark, stop by 810 Clinton Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, or give us a call. And then left a number. Jalen Rose, this makes me sad. This makes me sad. Ja Rule out here advertising tax services in Newark, New Jersey on Twitter. Shout out to Newark, Brick City.
I think once you've been involved in a public scam and people have already identified you as somebody that's taking advantage of people's money and their travel and creating fake
festivals
and stuff like that, you can't turn around and be the pitch man for something.
For taxes. That's fair. But Jalen Rose.
Especially for something important
from
as taxes.
Some sad news about a rapper to some very happy news about Snoop Dogg. Keep moving.
Hit the brakes.
Let's check in on Uncle Snoop and his Double G sandwich. Take it away, Snoop.
That's right, y'all. That's that Beyond Meat sausage patty, man. With egg with cheese inside of a glazed donut. Ooh, wait. Double G. Better have them get you some, man, because they're going to leave fast. Exclusively at Dunkin'. Tell them Snoop Dogg sent you. I'm out.
Okay, Jalen Rose. You take a donut, a glazed donut, you cut it in half, you put inside of that egg, cheese, and Beyond Meat sausage patty, which is not real meat. It's fake meat, plant-based meat. Are you with the plant-based sausage patty?
First off, come on, Dunkin' Donuts. If you really going to have
thank you.
Snoop
just say
Dogg
it.
As somebody that's promoting your product, it has to be infused with marijuana.
It does, and it's going to be plant-based. There's only one plant I want Snoop Dogg talking about, and it ain't whatever they put in that Beyond Meat sausage.
All facts.
Jalen Rose, what's the motto of this program?
Get the people what they want.
Sometimes, if you're going to give people what they want, you got to get out there and be amongst the people. So what did we do last night?
We were at Barclays Center.
We just posted up at Barclays, right by the main entrance, and just got out to talk to the people. Get the people what they want. And we talked to the people of Brooklyn. There's a little sample of us last night enjoying ourselves. And what was our main mission while we were there?
Our main mission amongst the people was to make sure that the people of Brooklyn understood how passionate we are about getting the Notorious Big a statue outside of their arena.
We gotta get Biggie a statue outside of Barclays. We got to. So you know what? We're gonna keep pounding the pavement. We're gonna keep getting out there, boots on the ground, to get Biggie a statue outside of Barclays.
And that's also a game-changing thing that we should be proud of as tastemakers. We do the IG and Twitter interactive.
Mm-hmm.
We also do shows in basketball arenas pregame.
One thing I loved about doing that show and talking to the people, those Nets fans, is they're not very delusional about their Nets.
No.
They weren't out here talking about we're about to wax the Jazz.
No.
They weren't out here talking about we're going to make a real run. We're serious title contenders. They were very realistic with their expectations for the Nets performance that evening.
And shout to Team J&J who was there making sure that we had the monitor and some place to sit and multiple t-shirts.
Lots of t-shirts.
Man, where all these shirts come from?
I don't have a t-shirt.
It was so great.
We gave them all away. So one thing that happened while we were there is you made it very clear that the Nets weren't going to win that game.
Oh, no.
And the Nets were down by so much that we happened to leave in the fourth quarter to beat the traffic.
Uh-huh.
And also, Jalen, I was watching the Nets performance, and I was looking for KD, and KD wasn't on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I said, with Kevin Durant, I don't think this is a championship team.
No.
I don't think KD and Kyrie and this Nets nucleus are a championship-level team. They need more than just that.
Well, this wouldn't be the nucleus, because when you add KD back to this team, you're going to lose Spencer or Karis, if not both.
You kind of have to.
It's just kind of how the dynamics of it's going to work. But when you have KD and Kyrie in the same conference, Jacoby, they'll be a top four squad.
Oh, they will. They'll be hosting game one of some playoff series.
But they're going to make moves this offseason, and then on paper, we're going to be like,
team.
We're going to be like, they're going to be the conference finals, if not the NBA finals.
Probably.
Because KD is really great at basketball.
He is good at basketball. You forget sometimes. You forget sometimes just how tall and good at basketball he is. And
I can't wait to watch him play.
The way he's been defending the past couple of years, too. He really stepped up that end of his game. Jalen. What's your favorite television show besides Jalen and Jacoby?
Power. All day.
Jalen, you know, while I was walking down my block, I saw that they were shooting something called Power Book 2, Ghost. And we have some new information about
you're breaking Power
the
news?
Second iteration of Power. Mm. Jalen, who's my favorite hip-hop group of all time?
Wu-Tang.
Method Man will be starring in the Power spinoff, Power Book 2 Ghost. Again, Method Man will be part of the cast of Power. You take Power, you add some Wu-Tang Clan. What do you get, Jalen Rose?
Oh, man, you get history. One of the greatest shows of all time. This is about to become The Wire for real. And I'm here for it. Adding Mary J. Blige.
And Method Man. Method Man can really act, too.
How about this, though?
What?
Method Man contributes to our program daily.
Every day.
You know how much we love Power. We went to the premiere when it was in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time before we're on the show.
I just want to say this. First of all, I'd love to be on the show. Second of all, I just want to apologize to the Beastie Boys because they're really my favorite hip-hop group. They really are. They really are.
We're still looking for suspects.
Jalen Rose.
It ain't Dre. It ain't Paz.
Don't spoil anything for those that haven't seen the latest Power. Jalen, the Rockets just lost to the Grizzlies, and you're talking about how they have sometimes some head-scratching performances. Tonight, the Trailblazers travel to Houston to play the Rockets. Can the Rockets get a win? 9:30.
Big game for both of these teams and for one individual in particular, Carmelo Anthony, who was unceremoniously let go by Houston 10 games after into the season, and then now he's picked up with the Blazers. And on the outside, and rightfully so, we're celebrating the future Hall of Famer, Carmelo Anthony, being back in the league.
Yep.
But Blazers fans, they like, it ain't translating into dubs.
Yeah, we're not in the playoffs right now.
So it's important for them to go to Houston and play well and try to get
I want
win.
30 points from Carmelo, and I want him to stare right at Dale Morey every time he makes a bucket. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. I got the Too Hot for TV story of the day. I tried to put this one on the television program, but the powers that be would not allow it to happen on the television program. So it happens right here on Podcast Exclusive, where we can pretty much discuss whatever we want because we know the executives. They watch the television show. What don't the executives do?
Listen to 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 30 seconds of our podcast.
They don't listen to a second of our podcast. We can talk about whatever we want. And Tyson Fury is getting ready for a big fight. He's about to fight Deontay Wilder. The thing is, I like Wilder in this fight, but you just never know with Tyson Fury. Hard to hit. Hard to hit that guy. He's just weird in the ring. He's got a real unique style.
And
he's got
unorthodox.
Unique training style as well. Because a lot of time when big fights are happening and trainers are and fighters are preparing for the fight, they have, how do I explain? Certain rituals that they follow when it comes to sexual habits. And Tyson Fury, in order to keep the testosterone flowing, says that he is self-releasing 7 times a day.
What?
Seven. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not 7 times a day to keep his testosterone flowing.
Do I bet on sports?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna have to bet on this fight.
You like Fury?
No,
I like Wilder.
You're going Wilder. I'm going. I bet everything in life on Wilder.
Yeah, that's a lot of dedication to the craft.
So I got some follow up questions.
Okay, you know what? What do I hate, Jalen Rose?
Follow up questions.
Okay, do you think I have answers to any of these follow up questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he clearly excites himself.
Apparently, yeah, he's an excitable guy.
He's clearly attracted to himself.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. He's got a big personality. He's been around the studio before.
I don't like myself that much.
No. I have a lot of follow-up questions for him. We got to get him on the show just to talk about
it. We had him on the show.
Let's get him on the show just to talk about this.
If you're doing that many times a day, he get knocked out.
He might get knocked out. First-round knockout.
He get knocked out, dog.
First-round knockout.
And by the way, let me just say this.
Seven?
Let me just tell you this.
I mean, I can get up there in the numbers over the course of 24 hours, but seven?
I love boxing like I love breathing. And there's not too many people that I watch, cover, or pay to go see them fight that I'm actually scared of. Deontay Wilder is one of those.
He got that energy about him.
Yeah.
He got that energy about
him.
To this day!
Yeah.
To this day!
Yeah, I love that.
I'm a little scared of it.
Yeah. So he's the kind of person, if I had an issue, I wouldn't call Fury. I would call Wilder.
Yeah. And if Wilder was upset with me, I would apologize no matter what. I would apologize no matter what. I am so sorry that you stole that thing from me, Deontay.
We need to give Deontay his flowers while he's here, because so many times we talk about what we hope the heavyweight division would be. Mm. We got somebody that's 42-0 with 41 knockouts.
We have it. And who didn't he knock out?
Tyson Fury.
And who's he fighting?
Tyson Fury.
Am I going to watch that fight?
Guess what? You ready for this? You ready for this?
What's that?
I just made a decision.
We're going to the fight?
I just made a decision.
Are we going to the fight?
Let's go to the fight.
Let's go to the fight?
Let's go to the fight.
Oh, wow.
Let's go to the fight. It's in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh. Countdown. Gotta check the schedule.
They got Richard Jefferson.
They do.
They got Jason Williams.
They do. We got a squad.
We got a
squad. No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Low management.
I don't.
Look, you know what to do with the low management, Tyson Fury.
So I gotta just Google more things about him. Like, is he married? Does he have kids?
I think he does. Because I remember he did that video of himself in his tiny little living room talking trash to Wilder, and he had some kid stuff in the background, so you got to have kids.
That type of activity, you need assistance.
Jalen, don't get fired. Like, I know this is a podcast exclusive. Just don't get fired. He said assistance. He didn't say assistant. I know what you meant, too. You didn't mean assistance with a C. You meant it with a T and an S.
Can I tell you a funny story?
No. No, I don't want to hear it.
Floyd wouldn't mind me telling this story.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This was before he was going to fight Manny Pacquiao. I was in Vegas that week.
Uh-huh.
And as you talked about Tyson Fury's habits heading into the fight, it reminded me of something.
What's that?
You know what Floyd did basically the week of the Pacquiao fight?
Abstinence.
He launched Girl Collection in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, Girl Collection? That's his gentleman's club?
He did. And you know what? One of those nights, like 48 hours before the fight, I wake up to use the bathroom. It's like 3:30 in the morning. And you know who texted me? Like, where you at? We at the spot? What's Floyd?
Did he win the fight?
So I was thinking, clearly has no respect for the guy he's going to fight in a couple of days.
No, I'd be getting my rest.
He's not worried about the opponent that he's going into the ring with. And you know what ended up happening? Stayed undefeated.
Still never been beat.
Never been beat. Now just think about these things we just said. Deontay Wilder has fought 42 times. With 41 knockouts.
Yo, but the one time he didn't knock somebody out, he knocked him down 3 or 4 times.
Correct.
Like, it was close.
Yes.
Tyson Fury was a zombie.
Yes. Floyd has never lost a fight. That level of perfection is just, and that discipline is just crazy. Clifford Stokes probably would do what Tyson Fury likes to do.
So I want to share something with the world.
Your hair is real soft. I gotta tell everybody that. Jacoby has hair like a chia pet. It's like really soft.
Yo, once people touch my hair, they can't stop.
Man.
They just can't stop.
Touch this guy's hair. I was like, man.
I want to share something with the world that I happened to capture today. Is, you know, your waves are spinning. Shout out to Reg.
Shout to Reg, the ledge.
And you show up every day in a do-rag.
Not every day.
A lot of days.
I've only done that twice. Today was the second day.
When you do show up, before you go on get up, you unveil the waves. You break them out. You let them breathe. You let them see air for the first time in a long time. And they are so happy when that happens. I can tell they start smiling and partying. Like, you let us out. It's like coming out of jail. You know, and your homeboy picking you up in the parking lot. That's how your waves feel when you let them out in the morning. And I captured it and put it on Instagram today.
Thank you, sir. I got to add it to my story. Did you at me?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
I did.
Yeah, I have to say something about what you're describing as grooming, which lends to fashion. And I have to say something that's really important.
What's that?
There are people in this industry that, quote unquote, don't care how they look. So I'm not talking to them. There are certain people that don't take the time, the energy. They don't try to pretend like they're the freshest and most fashionable people.
I don't know them.
For example, Charles Barkley. He don't care about a fashion show.
No, he don't. That's fair.
You see, there's certain people that don't. Tony Kornheiser does not care about a fashion
show. Yeah, OGs.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for the people that do, let me just say something to this microphone that's really important.
What's that?
I'm the Don Dada. I'm the meanest, toughest, Don Dada What did he say in Belly?
Oh, you the illest in Nebraska?
Yeah. I'm the illest in Nebraska. Been doing this for 20 years. Cats wear a couple of pins on their jacket and think, I've been doing it for 15
years. You the illest in Nebraska?
Yeah. Stout, double-breasted, three-pieced, two-piece with a biscuit.
See, here's how competitive
pocket
Jalen
squares,
is.
Jalen, real flowers.
If Jalen rocks something and then sees someone else rocking it, he's like, I got to move on. Oh, got to burn those. Got to burn all of those.
Jacoby, I remember doing what first do take like 4 years ago
mm-hmm.
and showing up with blazers and hoodies. And people were actually trying to clown me. What are you doing with a blazer and a hoodie? Why is he rocking that? My brother Stephen A. and I got into an argument on the show that I wouldn't be dressing like that on Get Up. Now I watch Get Up and everybody's dressed like that.
You gotta start wearing tuxedos. Yo, where you going? It's strictly tuxedos. Bow tie, cummerbund. You gotta go wedding party every day.
And Molly get mad at me. I'm like, oh, I see people now rocking my styles. I gotta rock something else. And she like, well, you can't change what you do.
That's what I'm kind of like. You keep trying to change it. Next thing you know, you can be like Missy Elliott in the video, all of a sudden wearing a big trash bag. Like no one else is gonna rock this. What you gonna do now? Like, you're gonna take it too far one day, Jay. You show up in some poom poom shorts, going on Get Up with your thighs out. Like, yo, I'm switching up on everybody. I was wearing pants before.
Oh man.
Now I'm wearing just wear drawers. Just go ahead and see what happens.
They clean.
Tell them clip clean. Clip the laugh to your taco meat. Clip the laugh to your chest hair.
You know what? You ready for this?
What's that?
Jalen Rose.
Yes? You're talking to yourself now?
Zero chest hair.
Oh, yeah? Yo, mine is whack. Mine's real flimsy. Like, zero. I'd rather have zero. I really don't have chest hair either.
Never grown. Can't grow a beard. Can't grow chest hair.
That's good for you, though.
I love it.
It's good for you.
I love it.
Yeah, I just got a little wispy. It's kind of wack.
And by the way, in this 20 years, have never shown my Achilles with some suit pants.
Me neither. You know what I can't do?
Get on the bed to put on some tight pants?
No, I'll never do that. You know what I can't do? If I'm wearing jeans, I can't wear low-cut socks.
If I'm wearing jeans.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
If I'm wearing pants, I can't wear low-cut socks. I can't do it. I see other people doing it, and I'm like, what are you doing? I can see your leg skin right now. I cannot do it. You know what else I can't do? I don't really do white socks anymore. Calf-high white socks, I don't really do that anymore.
Sometimes I like them when they just crisp. But I'm with you. Like, since college, I kind of rock colorful socks, in particular black.
I wear black ones. And I was in Europe. And these two young women from England, from the UK, the United Kingdom, they were like, I have a question for you about Americans. And why do you guys wear white socks all the time? I was like, I really don't know. She's like, it doesn't look right with pants and shoes. Like, just like, it just doesn't look right. And I was like, you know what? I have no answer for you on that one. I have none.
Well, another thing, just a former jock speaking, and somebody that had to distinguish the shoes that he played basketball in versus the shoes that he sported.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people wear jeans or pants with basketball shoes.
So yeah, I can make that work. I'm wearing Jordan 1s right now. That works.
I got to say another thing that's really important.
What's that?
And by the way, Jordans are dope.
I promise whatever you're about to say is not really important.
I got another fashion tip.
Oh, okay.
Just because you rocking Jordans, that don't mean your outfit is dope.
No. No.
People think they can put on Jordans with whatever and their outfit is dope. No, it don't work like that.
You can spend $700 on sneakers and still look terrible.
Correct.
I'll spend $30 on sneakers. And look better than you. I've really been branching out with my sneakers. I know you're living the Puma life. But I'm really just, I'm, you know what? I've been Googling some new brands I'm going to start wearing.
But it's important to us to be original.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to us to be authentic. We're not the Houston Astros.
What?
We're not cheating.
A little bit.
We just zag when everybody else is zigging. And vice versa. We're doing it right now. We're doing our show live on Twitter. We're doing our show live on IG.
I'm going to like it.
Shout Chris. Shout Pablo.
Pablo Torre.
Shout Jason Basso 51. And big shout to the J&J contingency last night at the Barclays Center.
Yo.
We were there last night.
In the building. Just so great to get the people what they want. Just get out there.
We gave away 10 tickets.
We gave away, I don't know how many t-shirts.
First off, budget got blown. Shout to our team that was at the Barclays Center, setting up, giving us shirts, making us look good, making us sound good, making sure everything was professional. It was a well-oiled machine yesterday. Shout out. It was great to run into the people.
You know what was great? Having our wives there. Just power coupling.
And you know one of the million great things about having them there?
What's that?
They count the drinks.
We'll be back tomorrow with another pod. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people.